The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, it there. Great. So, hello, formally hello, and welcome to the first happy hour of 2022. The new year, so with a fresh energy of this year, such a great time. Well, any time is a great time to turn our hearts, our attention, our minds to cultivating kindness, metta, for the sake of ourselves and others. And especially, there's something I would say poignant about this transition, even though, yes, calendar is made up and it's all figment of our imagination. We all agree that it's a, you know, 1 year, and then we all agree it's a new year. Anyway, all of that, I can talk about that. But all of that aside, actually, let's lean into this concept that we all agree to, this concept called a new year. Let's lean into it. And actually take advantage of the energy, of the freshness of the energy that can bring in. Concepts can be helpful. Practicing meditation or Buddhism doesn't mean that you just throw out all the concepts and you're just feeling, sensing. Doesn't mean that. Concepts are helpful, very helpful. One of the concepts is me, self, you. This, these othernesses that we cultivate goodwill and metta for. Of course, at some point, a realization might arise that there is no separation between you and me and others. And it's all, these are all made up concepts. But without jumping into the deep end, which I already have apparently, the theme I wanted to bring up and invite us to sit with and reflect with our metta is what is your light? What is your unique light? What is your light? This light that we shine onto the world, the different flavors, the different colors, and we can shine it brightly, we can let it, we can get in it in its way with feeling of not being enough or shame or various ways we can get in our own way. Or we could let it shine. We could let our light shine, this light of goodness. In fact, supporting this light, allowing it to shine, both for our benefit and in unfathomable ways for the benefit of so many beings. Each and every one of us is unique. We are uniquely positioned to benefit, to connect, to shine our light to particular people in our lives, people we're connected to, whom we can impact. But each of us is uniquely positioned. Every single one of us is uniquely positioned, both for the sake of this person who is me, as well as for the sake of others. So with the theme of light, new year, shining our light, that is the theme I'd like to play with and invite you to explore tonight. So I think I've said enough. And so let's begin our formal practice. So, landing, arriving. Here. In this body, in this moment in time, this is it. This is it. This is my life. This is it. This is my life. This moment of my life, not in the past, what was, not in the future. Oh, if only this and that happens, then I would be okay. Then I would be happy. This right here, right now, this is it. This miracle of being alive. This miracle that is this body sitting, breathing in this moment. Turning attention loving attention loving awareness to this body sitting softening. Softening, softening. This body, this living body breathing. Each breath calming, soothing, like a lullaby. Enlivening. The next three out breaths, releasing tightness, holding in the abdomen, dropping your weight into your cushion. Here we go. Can you release some more? Can you let go some more? The next out breath. arrive more fully in this body. As if your awareness is like a hand finding its way into the glove, being this body, inhabiting awareness, inhabiting this body fully. Your toes, legs, hands, arms, sit bones, belly, neck, shoulders, face, head. Arriving, continuing to arrive in the body with the breath, tilling the soil, getting ready for a few more minutes of just settling with the breath. I would like to invite you, which to imagine there is a bright, beautiful golden light in your heart center. Or throughout your body, you don't have to understand it, analyze it, trust that each and every single one of us has this light, This light, this goodness, some call Buddha nature, this light, this bright light. However, this light comes up for you, supported for you. Maybe if you have seen fireflies, how they are a light from within, they're bright. Or if you've seen bioluminescence waters at night, how they shine from within, as if your body was shining from within, drenched in light. Not your production, you're not producing it, it just is. It's always been here. And now you get to see it. Same way that fireflies you only see when it gets dark enough. During the day, they're hard to see. But they're there. So this brightness. This bright, golden light, inner light. Your mind and heart relax. Recognizing, seeing what's always been here. What on some level, the true you has always known it's here. You've just forgotten this human life. We forget. We often forget our inner goodness. Nothing to do. Just to rest. Let it be, let it shine. And notice when you allow and you open to it, what might open up in your heart? Is it healing, comforting? Calming, soothing. Just breathing in and breathing out. Your body, your heart drenched in light. recognizing this light, these points of light, golden, soft, lovely. At first, this light of goodness, it brings healing, brings goodness, comfort to yourself, first and foremost. Sitting in light, being light, drenched in light. And whenever you wish, you can either stay with recognizing this light within, or whenever you wish, you can realize, acknowledge, this light shines around you. It illuminates your path in life. Your goodness, your values, your intentions. It also illuminates others, the spaces around you, those around you. Trusting in the goodness and this light. Let it shine. Who are you to get in the way of this light? That is your true nature. More than you realize, more than you give yourself credit for. Let it shine. Noticing that your light shining onto others brings goodness, comfort. Onto others. And when the light of others, they are too like fireflies or have bioluminescence, bright. When their light shines upon you, yours becomes brighter. Your goodness supports others. Others' goodness supports yours. Maybe even a smile of friendliness shows up on your face. Just sharing your light, receiving light, light of goodness, light of metta, goodwill from others. Feel free to play with this in any way that supports you in this moment. Metta is a creative cultivation practice. This light of goodness, light of goodwill, let it shine. And for the laughs, minute or two of this practice period. See what is needed to let the light of goodness, metta, be healing for yourself, or to shine it onto the whole world. Or with a few people or maybe just one. Sharing your goodwill, the light of your metta. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, recognize, truly recognize the blessing of their own, of our own inner light. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So we have some time for some reflections, for questions, for comments. You're welcome to type in chat. If you type to me alone privately, I won't read your name. If you type them to everyone, then I'll read your name. You can raise your hand. What did you notice? What did you realize? You're invited for the benefit of all beings to shine your light, to share your light. See Tanaz, please.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to share what I found with this practice. It was hard for me to visualize the light as a new concept. And then I connected to my awareness, which lies in my chest, my heart. It's just this deep knowing and this kind knowing that I experience in my chest. And I was like, that's the light. And I could feel it. I could feel it come out of my back. And I was like, is that how people thought of angels? And I've also been noticing that I have a lot of tension in my head, maybe from thinking too much and trying to figure out life. And I'm trying to be with it without wanting it to go away or without seeing it as bad or whatever. So that's one thing that I've been practicing with, and I don't know, it's still there, but maybe for 2 seconds it wasn't.
Lovely. Thank you so much for sharing, Tanaz. I love hearing how your own way of connecting just came up for you. Oh, this goodness in your chest. And then it's feeling, as you said, shooting at your back. Oh, is this how this idea of angels came up? Like as if you had wings. Just that delights me so much. It delights me so much. It's so lovely. And there are so many ways, actually, as you say this. And I bet there are other people, if not in the Sangha, then later listening, that there's so many areas, you know, shared experiences of humanity. So for example, what I was sharing from my experience of feeling this like a firefly, this point of like the whole body being in light. It's something from my own practice and experience. And I've also heard or read somewhere that Joseph Goldstein had that experience at some point. So there's just, you know, different human beings, there are different ways of getting, there's not one right way or one wrong. It's just all of these beautiful ways. I love the way you connected, your unique way of connecting with it as if you had wings. It just delights me to no end. And one thing also to say about the, you know, noticing, yes, we often, we try to figure out life, just as you said, and we try to like concentrate and our head hurts. And the beautiful way that you mentioned, you're trying to bring a friendly relationship instead of making it go away. It's like, oh, sweetie, muscles. Oh dear. Yeah. You're here for a reason. You're trying so hard. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. So befriending all the tightness. And as you love it, you may not like it, but love it in its own time. It will find a way to teach you, to be your teacher. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sweet. Megan, I see your hand raised. Please, I can ask you to unmute. Here we go. Oops, wait. There we go.
I was just curious. I know that the perception of light is one of the objects of meditation in the development of concentration. And I was curious, I've never like practiced that, but if there's a specific way of contemplating light, or if there's the option to be creative, kind of like you were guiding us. Yeah, just anything related to that.
Yeah. Yes, there is what you're referring to is what's called a light kasina, an object of light, and the mind can get absorbed in the practice of jhanas and samatha concentration practices. There is a particular way, step by step, that is done, which I will not speak here, and that if something you're interested in, you know. So yes, there is the step by step to do that specifically. And here I was inviting you all to connect with your own light for a different reason, not for the purpose of absorption, not for the purpose of concentration, but for the purpose of connecting with that light of goodness. Another way of, you know, imagery. Images are so powerful. Our minds, our hearts have a way to relate to images that our thinking mind can sabotage us, but imagery can be so powerful, like poetry. So that's what I was inviting. That was my hope, intention, to have us connect with our light, our inner light in the new year. Does that, is that helpful, Megan?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Jerry says, this was a wonderful meditation to start the new year with a new understanding of metta as being a source of strength in vulnerability, thus being able to stand up to bullies in the world. Ah, thank you, Jerry. Thank you so much for that way of for you relating to it. Beautiful. And Aurora says, I was feeling light as this thing that is both in and outside the body, like the body, which is struggling today, had this other source to feel. Very helpful. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Aura. Delighted to hear that. The body having another source to feel. That's lovely. So, dear ones, like to invite us to receive each other's lights, to receive each other's lights, and to share our own light, to receive others' lights, and to share our own lights in small groups. And if you don't have to go, if you don't have an appointment, etc., please stay. It's quite lovely to be able to relate in this very in this sangha of beings of light. We're all practicing together to support each other in this way. So if you can stay, and especially if you're new, I invite you to try it out. What do you have to lose? And if for some reason this is not appropriate for you or you need to leave, no judgment whatsoever. So I'm going to open the rooms, start with 15 seconds of receiving light and sharing your light, and then you can share anything you like about your practice and take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. This is part of being in these small rooms. Take care of each other. Okay, this is a way of really showing up with intentionality and with your light. Okay, here we go. Opening the rooms. Actually, wait. Here. Oh. There, opening the rooms now. Okay, welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed, and we have a couple minutes left for any reflections, anything you realize, especially practicing in community together. So, what did you discover? Maybe as I wait for you, I see Richard's hand. There. If you raise your Zoom hand, that would be the easiest way. Jerry says, the strength of Sangha. Yeah, beautiful. Yes.
We had an argument about Asian pears, and I'm come down on the side of I like it even if it wasn't perfect. But I was told that I should go to Chinatown and get a more authentic Asian pear. So, but we haven't really resolved that issue yet.
I appreciate hearing how much humor and likeness you have in small groups together. That's lovely. Thanks, Richard. May you have an authentic tasting Asian pear as you've been invited to try. Quentin, I see your hand is up, please.
Hi. For me, I experienced a little bit of awkwardness in the beginning. And then the lightness or the sharing, you know, opened up in a way where I really felt people were being authentic with what they were experiencing as a meditation, as the meditation was sort of a guide, you know, a companion to whatever they were experiencing in the present moment in the group. Not so much that the meditation, that they were dependent on the meditation, but the meditation sort of went with them on their journey of being alive. Mm. And I really deeply listened to one of my Dharma mates, because it sounded like that's where what resonates for them, listening. And my other Dharma mate was just holding space from my perception. And I was able to feel like I was seen by her. So I felt like we gave our own light to each other in our own interpretation. And I enjoyed that. It was very, very welcoming.
Thank you. I am so touched with the way that you have seen others, the way they were holding and seeing you, and the way both you were seeing them and being seen. I am so touched with the clarity of your words. Thank you for that gift, Quentin.
You're welcome.
They're beautiful. Yeah. Ah, another reflection. I have so much to learn from the two in my group, says Jamie. That's very sweet. We all have so much to learn from each other. So much to learn from each other, every single one of us. Yeah, beautiful. Well, dear Sangha, it is time. It's 7:01. It's been a rich session. I've loved practicing with you as always. Thank you so much for showing up, for sharing your light with others and receiving others' lights. May all of us, may all beings be free and know their own goodness. Thank you. And now I'm going to stop the recording.